السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتی صاحب. may Allah سبحانہ و تعالی grant you and آپا عافیت. Allah تعالی bless you with good health. Allah تعالی to great work of deen. And I'm sure your trip to Durban and district is being successful. May Allah تعالی accept your efforts. حضرت مفتی صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم مولانا سلیم کریم. جزاک اللہ خیرن to our technicians, brother Junaid Mota, brother Dawood Mota and brother Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم. اما بعد, اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the honorable blessed day of Friday, the best day of the week, and it is the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 37 and verses 171 to 177. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And indeed our words have gone forth already for our special servants who were selected to be the prophets and messengers. There was no election there. It was election directly by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And the word that is gone forth will be that they will be successful and their enemies will be humiliated, disgraced in this world and in the year after, definitely. Hence, Almighty Allah states, for all times, all places, if a person, a nation has iman, Islam, faith, conviction, and they do so with sincerity and following the pattern methodology of the prophets and messengers, and in our case, the methodology and the pattern of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sincerely with iman, then what will be the result? إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ. Then verily they will be the ones who will be given the divine help and assistance. In front of our eyes we can see 65, 70 countries taking on Hamas, who are only 10,000, 15,000, and yet Hamas is defeating them, and they target our babies, our children, our civilians, and so forth. So we can see how humiliated, disgraced they are, the Jutlas and the Haramis, because they are a cursed nation, and always they will be punished till the day of justice, as enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah surely will continuously punish the Jews till the day of justice, and we can see a manifestation of that. إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ. Hence they will always be assisted. Divine assistance will come. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا. And our armies, whether it is the Taliban and Mujahideen there in Afghanistan, whether it is Hamas, Jihad, Islam in Palestine, whether it is our other Jihad and Mujahideen in different parts of the world, وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. And our armies, they will be victorious. But who knows the armies of Almighty Allah? Nobody knows. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And no one knows the army of Almighty Allah except Him. Sometimes He sends the angels and the malaika. Sometimes He sends the rain and the floods. Sometimes He sends the winds and the hurricanes. Sometimes He sends the earthquake and the earth tremor. So many things Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses to humiliate the enemy, Kain and Mankan, whosoever the enemy might be. Whether it's America, whether it's Britain, whether it's Europe, whether it's Mushrikeen and Hindus, whether it be Buddhists or whether it be Christians or Jews or whoever, that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Sometimes there will be vicissitudes. When you look at things, then you see, but the Muslims are not having the advantage. They are at a disadvantage, and the non-Muslims have the advantage. So what must you do in that situation, in that case? So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and says, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. And you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn away from them. Ignore them, hatta aheen, for a short period. And thereafter, see the consequences and the punishment coming from Almighty Allah. We see in the sixth year of the Hijrah, the sixth year after the migration, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba, plus minus approximately 1400 in between, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, came to perform Umrah, the minor pilgrimage. There was no arms, there was no ammunition, nothing. And then these enemies at that time who were not Muslim, Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid, and others said, no, you can't enter. And this led to the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah and the Sulah Hudaybiyah. Hudaybiyah nowadays for you, going for Umrah, you are in Makkah, it's called Shumaysiyah, you should go and visit it as well. Nevertheless, so the peace treaty was signed. This is in the month of Zulqa'dah, and the year is the sixth year after the Hijrah. And we see in the seventh year that what had happened during the month of Muharram, Allah gave them victory against the Jews there in Khaybar. And what a magnificent victory, as you will understand just now. And then in the eighth year of the Hijrah, during the month of Ramadan, you see Fateh Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah. And all of them were waiting for clemency, forgiveness, and pardon from him, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمَ حَتَّى حِينَ. Hence you ignore them, turn away from them for a little while. وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ. But you must watch them. And keep an eye on them. فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. Sofa means in the distant future, they will also be seeing how the punishment unfolds. You see, we had the Crusaders, the Christians, and they occupied the holy land of Palestine, Baitul Maqdis, Baitul Muqaddas, for 88 years. And Almighty Allah sent Jalaluddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi, Saladin the Kurd, Rahimahullah, and he liberated the entire Palestine, Hittin, Akka, and Al-Quds, Majlul Aqsa, and Baitul Maqdis, Baitul Muqaddas, after 88 years occupation. Today we have the Haramis, we have the war criminals, we have the subhumans, and the settlers, and the squatters there, and they are known as the Zionists, and the Jutlas, and the Jewish people, 77, 78 years, if you see, from the time they came there. And now their power is waning, disgraced throughout the world and humiliated for their genocide and their crimes against humanity and the Holocaust raged against the Palestinians. To observe whom you keep on watching them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for so for you sirun. Soon, in the distant future, they also will see how the apartheid regime will be dismantled. أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. And they are the people, they used to mockingly say, that bring the punishment now, bring the punishment and chastisement now immediately. So Allah poses a rhetorical question, أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا. What? Our punishment, يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. They are making haste, they want it now. So now when the punishment comes, فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ, hence when the punishment comes, بِسَاحَتِهِمْ بِفِنَائِهِمْ, so in their courtyards, in their periphery, on their outskirts, and just around them, فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ, and then what a horrible, terrible morning it is for those people who were warned continuously. Listen to this verse properly. Chapter 37 and verse number 177, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. It is the month of Muharram. It is the 70th of the Hijrah. Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, they left Madina Munawwara, went to Khaybar, and remember Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the banner and the flag to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, yuhibbuhu Allah wa rasuluh, wa yuhibbu Allah wa rasulah, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, that he loves Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Almighty Allah loves him, and Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves him. And then he went and he took them on, and he beat them. And remember, he played a prominent role, Haydar al-Qarrar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the lion. And he's known as Fatih Khaybar. It is the 70th of the Hijrah. It is the month of Muharram. 94 jutlas dispatched straight to hell, roasted and toasted the haramis. 16 Sahaba radiallahu anhu martyred and become shuhada. And that is how they were defeated. When the Master alayhi salam entered there, Khaybar, 1.5 hour by taxi, by car nowadays, from Madina Munawwara to Khaybar, and all of you should visit it. Make nashta, then rasta. After your Fajr Salat, have a quick breakfast, and then go with the taxi. And then go and visit there. Before Zohar time, you will be back, obviously. Don't go on a Friday now, any other day, inshallah. So when the Master alayhi salam entered there, he said, Kharibat Khaybar. Kharibat Khaybar. And he said, Khaybar will perish now. And then read this verse. فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ, that when the Muslim nation comes, there to your courtyard, to your periphery, right inside your territory, فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ, and then what a horrible, terrible morning that will be for those people who were warned repeatedly. Story time. It is 1996. And then my mother fell very, very ill. We knew that it is cancer, but we never ever disclosed it to her. We told her, no, Ummi, you are just getting old, and therefore you're feeling so weak and so forth. She had leukemia. Cut long story short, so my sister's daughter was getting married 16 December. So I took my mother, my wife, and I had to perform the nikah and so forth here in Marisburg. And the next day we left, mashallah, for Umrah. And the doctor at that time, because she was in hospital before that, was very, very upset. He did not want to give her release also and discharge, and said, no, you can't go and take her out of the clean hospital, Helen Joseph. So I said, it's my mother, and I'm not going for holiday. We're going to pray. So anyway, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, the supervisor was a Muslim. So I went to the supervisor. He said, no, I will sign it. And then when you finish, you come back, then you readmit your mother. So I said, fine, I got no problem. So reluctantly, the doctor was a non-Muslim, then he also signed it. Alhamdulillah, we went to Umrah. My mother kept fast also. Ramadan had started. And mashallah, we went to Makkah, Medina. And the day before we had to leave, I dropped my mother there in Jeddah, because where my niece got married, so to Yunus Muhammad there, you know, in Marisburg, Yunus' brother is a hafiz there in Jeddah. He's still there now, 25 years or more. And he lives in Jeddah. So I dropped my mother there, and we carried on, we fastened ihram, so that we could perform one Umrah during Ramadan. So all that happened, and then we came back, and my mother was feeling quite well. So there was no need to take her back to hospital and so forth. Then we took her back after a few months, and then we said, we are back from our journey. Then doctor refused to treat her. So again, back to supervisor. Supervisor said, take this form, and then tell him that he assigned it, and then you'll have to treat her. So cut a long story short, so 7.5 weeks she was there, not in ICU only, inside the ICU, a private unit like. So outside, what I used to do was, we made our own muswalla, like Jamaat Khana. You know, you all understand it with them. So the nurses used to come and say, Fundish, when a tandaza maningi, you praying too much, you know. Now, they did not understand, for us, it's a special bond with our beloved mother, you know. So anyway, father passed away already in 1982, Ramadan. This is 1997, the month is Safar. And it's a Monday morning, and you know that now I went inside, and my wife also accompanied me. I was reading Surah Yasin and blowing on my mother. The nurses came, Mr. Hussain, please, now you'll have to excuse us. We have to check, and so forth and so on. So I continued, and I left the room, and that, you know, where my mother was, ICU. They were very, very helpful and really sympathetic, you know. And I would just admire the amount of dedication they were showing to my beloved mother and so forth. Then I finished Surah Yasin, but by that time, Sakarat had started already. I carried on with Surah Saffat. And when I reached these verses here, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon, which we will complete tomorrow, inshallah, the surah and the chapter, they called me, and my mother had just passed away. Obviously, I was crying. And thereafter, I kissed her, but I was happy. At that last moment, I was there, and I was reading Surah Yasin during her sakarat, and remember, then we finished Surah Safat. So therefore, whenever I read this, my all the memories flash back what happened on that day, 24th of Safar, Monday morning, the time when Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, demise took place, then my beloved mother left this world. But I was too sad, crying so many times, you know. So then I used to see a dream for 2 weeks, my beloved mother flying in the air with white color clothing, you know, and like a queen. And I was so happy and delighted. So why do I share all these things with you, oh beta, oh beti? Did you kiss your mother's hand yesterday? Did you kiss your father's hand or his forehead? Today this ummah will kiss their girlfriend and boyfriend, but they don't have time to kiss their own beloved mother or beloved father. But when the mother, father passes away, then they want to cry, brother, sister, it might just be too late. And those of you bear ghairat, bear sharaf, bear haya, and those who got no shame and morals, if I'm president, prime minister, one of the first laws I will do, all those people, and especially Muslims, who have dumped their parents in the old age home, I personally will whoop you and lash you. You're a disgrace to society and to our Muslim community. How can a Muslim son, daughter, dump their beloved parents in the old age home? They are our jannah, remember that. You see your father with love and respect, you get the reward of Hajj. We need for inna jannata inna rijliha, the jannat lies by the feet of the mother, al jannatu tahta abdamil ummahat. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find ahadith like this. So we must be clear on this. So therefore, you still have the time and opportunity on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, on this Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal, just go to your mother, to your father, embrace them and say, forgive me for my disrespect. It's a pure form of love. They have no hidden agenda. They have no sinister motive. It's a pure form of love. I went to Dubai. I went to India. I went to Russia, China. We went here and there alone, for example. When I came alone, Walida Muhtarama Biti. My mother was there. These are just examples, because I always travel with my wife. So no wife, no life. And wife is there. So the biwi ne pucha, the biwi, the wife asked, what did you bring for me? You went to this country, that continent, that city. The walida muhtarama ne pucha, beta, oh beloved son, did you eat? So that is the mother. So you sons, you daughters, you grandchildren, Go to your mother, father, without a hidden agenda. I want money, I want this, I want this. Say, I want your du'as. Say, I need you to make du'a for me. My mother was 7.5 weeks there in the ICU. Then they put the trachea for her. She could not speak, but she used to make ishara to me. And I knew what she's trying to say, that you go now and make a lot of du'a for you. So that is what we need. Oh, son, oh, daughter, go to your father. Go to your mother and kiss their hands. Tell them to make du'a for you and see how far you will go in life. And if you don't do that, you continue with your disobedience, rebelliousness. كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِنْ شَاءَ فَأَنْهُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ ذَبَى. Every vice, every sin a person perpetrates and commits is the prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Either Allah punishes them or Allah forgives them. إِلَّا أُقُوبَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Except when you are disobedient to your beloved parents, especially your mother, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤَجِّلْ أُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah Jalla Wala will unleash his punishment for their son, daughter, grandson, grandchildren in this worldly life before the year after. So go today to your father, mother, grandparents. Contact them. Ask them for du'as. It's the Mubarak month of Rabi'ul Awwal, Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah. And say, I love you, O Ummi. I love you, O Abati. Make du'a for me. And what du'a are you going to make, O Beta, O Beti, O daughter, O son? Say, chapter 17, verse 24, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Allah, have mercy on my parents, as in the church me, trained me, coached me when I was in my formative years, so much musty, so spoiled we were, and we troubled them so much. You have mercy on them. They passed away with Iman and Islam, then read every day for them. We don't have to wait for 40 days and 100 days and so forth. Every day you make dua for them. Surah 14, verse 41. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. Millions of Muslims today are being tortured, persecuted for 9/11 and so forth. 40 million Muslims affected because the Mossad and the Americans and the Saudis pull a job. Remember that. I said all that out yesterday. So remember that, don't be blind and follow the truth, and we don't follow the Pied Piper like the sheep. We must sift out the truth from the batil and the falsehood. Cry to Allah for our beloved parents. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Chapter number 14, verse number 41. Allah Jalla Wala bless us all on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah Friday and this month of Rabiul Awwal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us go now to the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally. Today, the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, 1446, the Holocaust and the genocide day in Gaza continues. Day number 343, two jutlas dispatched to hell. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we have no sympathy for them. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Look at what the jutlas do. The apartheid terrorists, Hitler's children, what they doing there in Palestine, occupied Palestine. The jutlas killed 6 United Nations workers. They can murder and kill over 200,000 Palestinians. They can kill Americans. Shirin Abu Akila comes to mind. Aisha Noor comes to mind. Shirin Abu Akila was a Christian. She wasn't a Muslim. Premeditated murder. Similarly with Aisha Noor, her body will reach Turkey today. Maybe it's already there. So I suppose they will have janaza, salat, everything there. And they can murder them with impunity. And now they attack 6 United Nations workers and kill them. They attack the United Nations schools. So these are the haramis. And then they say they are not guilty of genocide. I'm not sure whether this is true or not true. If it is true, then I will really endorse it and support it. Somebody sent it to me and I sent it. You must remember, Al-Harbu Khud'ah, when we at war with people, then we must use the strategy as well. So they said South Africa is taking United States of America to the ICC and charging them as well for aiding and abetting in this genocide of Israel. They are harami child and the illegitimate child. Whether it's true or not true, I'm not 100% sure. Israel has stripped the Jazeera journalists. First they kicked out Jazeera TV, all of them, and now the accreditation they gave them, they took it away and stripped them of it as well. They don't want the foreign journalists to be there because they want to continue with their war crimes and genocide and Holocaust, the haramis. Gaza's economy in total shambles and ruins, according to United Nations. Australia strips the medals from their soldiers because of their commanders when they committed war crimes against the Afghan people. They just went and they start shooting the civilians and so forth. So at least that much they admit and confess to it. This is the white mentality. Just go and shoot anybody. As long as you consider them non-whites, they say they're going to mow them down. So you ask the Israelis how many times they went into Gaza. How many times they went into the Adbaqatul Gharbiya, West Bank? Let's go mow them down. So Yahya Sinwar, Ismail Haniya, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, Dr. Abdulaziz Rantisi, Rahimahullah, to all of them. And for our leader, Yahya Sinwar, we make dua, Hafizahullah, Allah protect him, preserve him. And on his hands, inshallah, Allah grant liberation to Palestine, Al-Muhtalla, Palestine, Al-Muhtalla, occupied Palestine. So what do we see? That they are the people, you must remember, that they think they'll get away all times. But now the world has realized who are the most immoral army in the world, the Israelis. Who are the biggest terrorists on this earth? And the world is standing up. Today in Russia and Ukraine conflict, today is day number 931. It started in February 2022 when Imran Khan was having bilateral talks with Putin, and Imran is still in jail and Putin is a big harami, we like him. Anybody harms America, Europe, Israel, we will support them, Ta'in and Mantan, Muslim, non-Muslim. America, you always told us you are the superpower. You can't even control anything. Los Angeles, L.A., a big earthquake there, 4.7 on the Richter scale. You see that? L.A. is shaking. L.A. is convulsing. There are convulsions going on there. Allah Jalla wa Ala can smash you, America, in one split second, and you can do absolutely nothing about it. And you see in your South Carolina, what is happening there? So much fire is burning in different places, and you don't even know how to control that fire and so forth and so on. Three major fires just raging on in South Carolina. So L.A. is catching it. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. Allahumma shaddid jamlahum. Allahumma shaddid jamlahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalid baina qulubihim wa sulubihim. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta adawatahum. We have no sympathy for them. Tunisia expels refugees and send them to the desert, and mostly Africans and so forth. They need to get rid of the space. Remember, it's not a murtad and harami and shaitan. So Russia ties with India, and in India and Iran is increasing, and they both are enjoying very, very good favors from Russia. So that is Iran and India. Iran are kuffar Shia, and India, we know, are one of our worst enemies. What has India done? Hazrat Mawlana Kaleem Siddiqui, he's one of the khulafa and khalifas of Hazrat Alimya, Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu barakatahu, because he invites Hindus to become Muslim, he doesn't force them. Like how we just convey the message, somebody tells me now make me a Muslim, and he's sure and sincere, we will make him a Muslim. So Mawlana Kaleem Siddiqui, Hafidhullah, was doing that. The BJP regime and Modi's party have sentenced him to death and some other people with them. This is your India, the world's biggest democracy, treating the Muslims, treating the Christians and the Sikhs as second, third, fourth class citizens. Oh, Ummah, cry, cry. Oh, India Muslim, Indian Muslims, what were things they going through? The women get raped, the people get arrested. These are tip of the iceberg. We only learn a few incidents. Sweden to pay immigrants, even they'll pay them, give them dollars, pounds, whatever, and tell them, please leave our country. We don't want you in Stockholm. You go from here. So you see, the whites want to keep it white. That is how it is. 50-plus countries are prepared to work now with BRICS, with Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Look at BRICS properly. So BRIC, yeah, capital letters, then apostrophe S. They put South Africa just for Burkett's sake. Say, let's get one, you understand, one African country. And then they chose South Africa. They say, yeah, let Sangha come. You're like passengers. Just come join us, little bit, you see. So apostrophe S, if you understood the real politics. Trump rules out another debate. He was defeated. His ego is bruised. And Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, she's going to bring garam masala and curry khichdi to the White House. Hey, you whiteies, you had a white president, you had an African president, looks like you're going for an Indian president. So then things will get maybe a hot day with the masala and with the pickle and achar there. I don't know, but let us see. They're both haramis as far as we're concerned, whether Trump wins or whether she wins. So Kamala, remember, they're both 100% Israel and so forth. Doctors in India are defying the orders and they're still striking in various states and places and so forth because their colleague was raped and so forth. And then you must remember, let us give you some news here from South Africa and to know what really happened. Yesterday, Maghrib time, Hafiz Bata and myself and Brother Dawood Mondli, so we went from here to Umslanga and we reached there, Stenga and Masjid Munawwar. And Salah just finished because of the traffic and so forth. So mashallah, first time I'm going to that masjid, beautiful masjid, and it was established 6-7 years ago. I asked some of the responsible brothers, and they said it took 15 years to build, but beautiful masjid, Allah protect it, I'll keep it abad, and all the masajid in the world, all the mosques in the world. So then I made the imamah, and Hafiz Basra, Dawood Mondli were behind me. Then the word spread, you know, AK is around and so forth. So I asked one two people who I knew that what exactly happened here regarding Hafiz Zakaria. So they said nothing happened in the masjid. After Isha Salat on Tuesday, it is habit that straight after Fajr Salat he leaves the masjid. And these 3-4 guys were waiting for him outside and they had kurtas on. Under the kurta, you know the long shirt we wear. So under the kurta, they had their AKs and all that. So they came well prepared. And obviously, they were monitoring him for maybe a few days or weeks, what have you. And that is how they bundled him in the car and so forth. So we make dua. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah, brings him back safe and sound. Ya Jami'u, Allah majma' baynahu wa bayn ahlihi, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya, bring him back to his wife. I met the brothers, I met the son also there. So Allah, Jalla wa Allah, make easy for all the parties involved. We must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah. And then some other responsible brothers came and they said, we hear you every morning on Radio Al-Ansar. They said, Alhamdulillah, Allah reward the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International, Marakas Sahaba, the directors and the capital group. Inshallah, tomorrow, Moana Salim Kareem and Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota, Azan will go from tomorrow, Saturday, and then Monday onwards, the 4:40, 20 to 5 will be Azan. Because our Salat is getting earlier day in Transvaal, our 5:30 will be Jamaat. And tomorrow also, I will be finishing up at 5:30. We have a program in Spindo Rail, Masjid tomorrow, where Moana Asif Ali is. So tomorrow, inshallah, from say from 4:45 to 5:30, the program will be. And now you must remember, let's give you some news. You know, El Dorado Park is very near Indonesia. Under the apartheid regime, they kept the whites in Johannesburg. For us Kunis and Indians, they sent us to Indonesia. And the colors, they sent them to El Dorado Park. And the Africans and blacks, they sent them and dispatched them there to Soweto. That's how they dispatched all of us. So remember, this is apartheid. You must remember, separate settlement is apartheid regime. Buddha and Burkis used to call it, if you know anything. Praveen Godam is very sick. They say he's critically ill. And I don't really have much confidence in him. They destroy South Africa and the economy, if you ask me. But anyway, I'm mentioning it as, hey, you must remember a news item. CR Cyril Ramaphosa does not want to make big comments regarding the Minister of Justice, and that is where we are standing. All of you, Honorable Imam, you are going to your massages wherever you are for Fajr or what have you. So remember, please start reading Kunute Nazila. You can see the condition of the Ummah. So wherever you are, please go and do that. From Dr. Anwar Jeeva's mother, I received a message, and I received the message from many people, and I'm sure that also went viral. She's pleading with us to make dua for her son. You know that he was found guilty of, you must remember, culpable homicide. Today will be the sentencing. According to the news coming in from the wires, is this, that he will not be serving time in jail, in prison. He will be given like a 10-house detention for 3 years or something and a 60,000 fine. I'm not sure if that is the sentence, but whatever it is, every one of us should reflect, stick to our field. You're a doctor, stick to that field. Don't meddle with the Sharia and all these type of things. You are a pilot, stick to your field. You're a Maulvi, you're a Mufti, you don't feel to go and interfere in other people's field, which we don't know much. So likulli fannin rijal. Remember, in every discipline there are experts. So stick to that and so forth. Otherwise, Allah will disgrace us very badly, remember that. Especially when it comes to Sharia and this type of things. Today our program will be, inshallah, Aziz, from here, Umslanga, I go to Spingo Beach. And there I'll meet my family, and from there, inshallah, we will go to Amzintu. And there, inshallah, we will translate the khutbah of Sheikh Osama Khayyat from Makkah Mukarrama. 12:15 is Azan Day, where Mawana Usman Kadwa is. And 12:25, inshallah, I'll start the talk. So that will be in the Amzintu Masjid. And then lunch, and then the Mawana Kadwa. And then we'll go see the Madrasa Day, mashallah. I have my family members studying there, the Qari Ismail. And then we'll come back, inshallah, to Spingo. Tonight is a Rahim Jalsa, mashallah. All the fatahs are in Shkom tonight, inshallah. And here then, all of you, the men, should come. A momentous, great occasion. So the student completing, his name is Hafiz Asrarul Haq. His father is Maulana Abdul Haq. And the Ustad is Maulana Muhammad Patel. All three Patels. You see that? So today we're going to hear about Patel. So the Patel means to be a big chief. You must remember these things there. And anyway, we make dua. Everybody should be reading abundant Durood Sharif Salawat. One more story because, you know, we got time today. So when I went to Iran in 2013, so I went to Shiraz, beautiful city. So Sheikh Saadi, so he's buried there in Shiraz. So Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah, was a master of poetry in the Farsi, Persian language and Arabic language. So these poets, they need that in the arts, they need that environment, they need that inspiration to now write and compile the poetry. So he writes, Sheikh Saadi writes, and what more Salim Kareem reads with his melodious golden voice. And Hazrat Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak, rahimahullah, used to read. When I was in Cape Town and I just heard Maulana Abdul Razak passed away, I remember I was crying because he did so much also. Mistakes that we all commit, Allah forgive them all. Maulana Qasim Sema, he, Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak, Maulana Yunus Patel, Maulana Abdullah Kumarji, and so many others. That what great contribution they made to this Ummah. So he, Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah, composing his poetry. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi. O you, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you reach the highest and highest with the kamal and all the greatness Allah conferred upon you. Fashafaddu ja bi jamalihi. And you remove the darknesses of kufr and everything else of blasphemy and shirk with your jamal, beauty. And balaghal ula bi kamalihi, kashafat tuja bi jamalihi, حسنت جميع خصاله أن أخلاق كريمة وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. You are a magnet to people and they would just come into Islam. But then the mind could not work, the pen could not write, and he fell asleep. Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in his dream and says, Saadi, what happened? Ya Rasulullah, I don't know what to write. The master inspired him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, write. Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Oh Saadi, write. Read salawat upon him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the family. He was 100% Sunni, and even the Shia kuffar admit to that. So we read today, abundant durood sharif, salawat, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Oh, brothers, sisters, children, yesterday we had a wonderful program in Stanger. Allah reward all the imams and trustees. Dear Maulana, we have more than 23 minutes, inshallah. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, when a lady's husband passes away, can she still wear her wedding ring?
She can wear, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, she can wear her wedding ring, she can use the jewelry, everything. But remember, during the iddat period, after her husband passed away, then for 130 days, 130 days, then no jewelry, no wedding ring, no new clothes, no mehendi, and all this henna and so forth. No, she is in the iddat period before 110 days, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, 130 days, the days of mourning. And then she can't do. But after the expiry of the iddat period, then she can wear the wedding ring, the jewelry, new clothes, all that she will be able to do. Totally permissible Islamically.
Mufti Saab, what is the best zikr to make after Fijr and after Asr?
The best zikr to make daytime, nighttime, anytime is Quran tilawat. Remember that. And tomorrow, tonight, inshallah, when we're in Mirbank, inshallah, my nephew, my secretary, Maulana Ismail Kareem, Hafizahullah, will take me there. And he does bring great service there. Fratres on top of it, you must remember. He dedicated, Allah reward his parents, you understood. They dedicated him for the khidmat of Islam. So, mashallah, great tremendous work in that part of the world. So, inshallah, you will listen to the virtues of the Noble Quran. And when we become hafiz and so forth and so on, so, inshallah, you can listen to it. So, the best zikr is tilawat of Quran Sharif. But after Fajr, after Maghrib, easy zikr. Abu Dawood, the Hadith Kitab teaches us, read after Fajr, after Maghrib. Allahumma ajirni minannar. Ya Allah, protect, save me from Jahannam. But we read it plural. We include everybody, our families, friends, and the whole Ummah and Muslimah. So, read that 7 times. Read 1 time. Mentioned in Ibn Majah, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهُ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَهُ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولَهُ وَنَبِيَّهُ. Read 1 time. And what will happen? That Allah Ta'ala say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah says, حَقَّتْ عَلَى اللَّهُ أَن يُرْضِيَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah has taken it upon himself that you will be from the people that Allah will be pleased with you on the day of justice. Imagine what great bisharat, bushra. Oh Ummah, make it part of your ma'mool and routine daily after Fajr. You read Fajr on time. You read Maghrib Salat on time. And read, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهُ. And please that Allah is my sustainer, nourisher. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا. Islam is my religion. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولَهُ وَنَبِيَّهُ. And please, Ya Allah, حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ is the final messenger, the final prophet, international global prophet for all times, all places. And then we will not be disgraced. May Allah will be pleased with us on the day of justice. Hadith in Ibn Majah, chapter 3, verse 194. Allah is teaching us a dua. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. They do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Another hadith from Ibn Majah, after Fajr, after Maghrib, read. And read it once also. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Ya Allah, I beg of you such knowledge that is beneficial. Wa rizqan tayyiba, such rizq and provision and sustenance, not only halal, it must be tayyib, pure and wholesome, no adulteration, no contamination. Wa amalan mutaqabbala, all these humble, broken actions of ours, Ya Allah, you accept it. We all concerned, kidnapping, hijacking, so many vices going on. So bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fi sama'. Read it thrice, Ya Allah, in your name, that you protect us, O beloved Allah, after Fajr, after Maghrib, thrice you read it. Then you read, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamah min sharri ma khalaq, thrice after Fajr, after Maghrib, no harm will come to you. You read in Mishkat Sharif, last one, and you read is three times, and thereafter you read the three verses of the Quran. I'll read for you. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. Then you read Surah 59, Surah Hashr, and verses 22, 23, 24. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة. Till the end of the surah, there's three verses, and Allah sent 70,000 angels for your protection. What wonderful news for us. Make it a habit after Fajr, after Maghrib, Allah envelope us in His special, special mercy.
Mufti Sahab, what is the first dua to make when we see the Kaaba Sharif?
It's written about Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, performed 65 Hajj, 1,000 Umrahs. When you study his profile, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah, buried in A'zamiyah. I went to Abdullah ibn Umar's grave, Alhamdulillah. Imam Abu Hanifa's grave in A'zamiyah, Imam Sahib will perform 55 Hajj. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Barqadahu, performed 50 Hajj. Imagine. I went to all their graves, Mubarak, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, Imam Abu Hanifa, about him is written, when he used to come to Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, he used to look at the tears in his eyes. Ya Allah, mujhe mustajabul da'wat bana dijiye. Ya Allah, accept this dua of mine and every subsequent dua I make after this. What a powerful message to this ummah, to humanity and posterity. Ya Allah, you made me your guest. I'm the youth of Rahman, me to aapka mehman hu ya Rab. Ya Allah, ye dua bhi kabool farma dijiye. Aur jitne bhi dua main karunga uske baad, isko bhi kabool farma dijiye. So you call such a person mustajabul da'wat. Habibuna Rasulullah rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu and said, Sa'd, I'm teaching you something. Practice on it and you will become mustajabul da'wat. What must I do, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Make sure whatever you consume, your solids, your liquids, must be halal and tayyiba. When you consume halal and tayyiba, your du'as will be accepted. So when you see the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, then Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai, and beg all, make Allah, every du'a we make, you accept it out of your grace, fazl, mercy and benevolence.
Mufti Sahab, what are the sunnat acts to be done on the first night when the couple meet?
MashaAllah, we explained this once before, but now today also people are going to get married tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Any one of you, MashaAllah, that you're getting married, your children, grandchildren are getting married, send us the invite, the announcement. We won't come, don't worry. We want to revive the Sunnah and Nabawiyyah. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'adinu nikah, announce the nikah. وَاجْعَلُوهُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, and perform the nikah in the masajid, in the mosque. You see that? The hadith in Tirmidhi. So those of you, mashallah, your family members are getting married in South Africa, overseas, Lusaka, Haman Kral, wherever, Hong Kong, so you send us the invite, inshallah, okay? 084-786-3132. If you forgot that number, then send it to me. I will forward it to them. Today, 10 o'clock to 10:30 this morning, Mona Zahid Khan has a special program, nikah announcement, and inshallah, they will announce it. So my number, WhatsApp number, 071-888-1184 or 084-786-3132. You send it there. The sunnah for the wedding night, write down ulama, write down students, write down listeners of Radio Lansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Now, I'm getting married today. I'm married, that is the example, you know. People think this egg with the second wife, no second wife business. So, yeah, my wife is here, she can listen to me. Okay. So, that night, when you're alone with your wife now, so you call that Laylatul Zifar. You call it Laylatul Bina. So first of all, learn the terminology. You're building the society. You're building the community. So first thing you do is Salat. Husband in front and wife at the back. You read short your surahs, okay? And your wife will be behind you, not in front of you. Hadith, Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. Give her a gift. For the mahar, you gave her sugar coin and so forth. Now give her cash. Tell her, oh honey, take this money, you see. So in that way, she becomes so special in your life. Hadith in Muslim Ahmad, 2. You must count, Muslim is 10. 3, 10 recipes we say for the ladies, and 10 prescriptions for the men. Third one, you sprinkle water on the wife now. She don't have to wear that scarf and veil and all these things. Now remove all that and sprinkle water. اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما فيها وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما فيها. يا الله, whatever good quality she has, let her share it, يا الله. Whatever weaknesses she has, يا الله, protect her, protect me. You sprinkle the water, let her, but not you put a whole shower and bucket on her now. And you, she will do the same for you. You take your topi and turban and all off, and then she sprinkles for you a little bit, give you one radiator, you know, to cool you up. Because we men, sometimes we blow our gasket too much. So the hadith in Musannad Abdul Razak, 3. Fourth one, so before husband, wife go and sleep and so forth, and now you want to fulfill conjugal relationships and so forth. So remember, read this dua, not only wedding night, whenever you want to go, husband to wife to husband, she seduces him and so forth. So read the dua mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Bismillah. Any action we do that is permissible, Bismillah. Allahumma jannibna shaitan. Ya Allah, put Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan far away from us, husband, wife. وَجَنِّبِ شَيْطَانَ مَا أَرْزَقْتَنَا. Ya Allah, put Satan, Shaitan far away from our children and progeny. See which kind of children Allah will bless you with. Remember that. So that is number 4. Then 6 recipes to continue with the honeymoon. We don't want honeymoon of 1 week. We go to Maldives and Mauritius, Malaysia. When we come back, the moon and the honey, everything is missing. We want the honey and the moon to remain for 40, 50, 60, 70 years in this dunya. And everlasting for success and prosperity in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. That is the aim of the Muslim. So make your house into a home and make your home into Dar as-Salah. Oh, husband, look at your wife. Assalamu alaikum. Wife, assalamu alaikum. Children, assalamu alaikum. So that is how our house will experience the in makan and makin. There will be peace, tranquility. Give gifts to one another. Tahad, daw, tahabu. The hadith of salam in Bukhari Sharif. And afshu salama bainakum. Tahad, daw, tahadu. Give gifts to one another. It will bring about mutual love and remove the malice, rancor, hatred, authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Next one, keep affectionate names. Oh, darling, oh, poppy, oh, sweetheart, oh, John. Whatever you want, you see. She's comfortable, you happy with it. So Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would call Siddiqa, ya Humaira. Ya Aish, Ya Muwaffaqa, Ya Siddiqa. So all the jewel client, open Dara Kutli, open Mishkat, Mustad Ahmed. So affectionate names for one another. For one, share the utensils. Now we eat from one plate, we drink from one glass, one cup. So in that way there, you revive the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that in hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah, and you find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled with his honorable wives, our honorable mothers. Smiling is contagious. Today we want to smile with the air hostess. We want to smile with the lady in the bank. But our own wife, we don't smile with her. What's wrong with us, our husbands? Why smile with your husband also? And last one, when last did you make dua with your husband, wife, children? Make dua together. Today is Jumu'ah. Oh, family, get together after Asr, before Maghrib. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses, our children, that are the coolness of the eyes. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif baina kulubina. Allahumma aslih zata bainina. I must tell you the story, right? So yesterday, you can't take anybody's name, right? So when I mentioned Ken, it's finished till Kashatul Kamila. I mentioned Ken, right? Now story time quick because the time is great now. So one more time went for Umrah a long time ago, right? So he says, man, you know these Saudis, they trouble us, man. Me, I'm an old man. So I shouldn't go upstairs. I just wear that false ihram, you know, the Kali Kali ihram on top of my izar. And on top, I just wear the towel and the bottom. I wear the towel and the bottom. I got my ijar on, my trouser on, and so forth. I told him, no, you must do that. We don't have to listen to MBS and so forth. So he said, after the tawaf, everything, my grandson asked me, Dada, but where's your ihram? Your ihram is missing. So Baji says, hey, look down for him, my ihram was missing. So Dada only realized it after his fault ihram, that his ihram somebody took it away. So I told him, Dada, lucky the ijar would do, otherwise there should be big trouble for you. So Bichara Dada fastened his ihram, but not properly in the rashness, so he took his ihram anyway. So I had a good laugh yesterday. So these are the wonders of the haram and ihram and so forth.
Which is the best mahar preferred? Is it Mahar Fatimi or what's your advice, Mukti Sahab?
That depends on your income. You must remember that if you are a big shot and so forth, we call it Mahar Fatimi out of love for Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Otherwise, if you study Siratul Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in most instances, also paid the same amount of mahar, 500 dirhams and so forth. For his honorable wives, we should remember that, Azwaj Mutahara, chapter 33, verse 5, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, that the honorable wives of the master, our mothers, therefore we say, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, for all of them, radiallahu anhunna ajmaheen. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu paid that. So when we convert it nowadays, plus minus 26,000, 27,000, you want to round it off at 30,000, so very good. If you have the means, not you go and take loan from the bank and all that, so that's not permissible. I paid mahar how many years ago now? 45, 46 years ago with Allah's help. So I never even had 1 cent in my pocket. I was walking up the stairs in Springo Beach. My beloved father asked me, you got mahar money? I said, no, I don't have. He started smiling. He took out 40 rand and he gave me. Then I walked another 2-3 steps. He took out 1 rand and he just spent it. You see, I caught it. So make it 41. Somebody must have told him, you know, Mamaji. Mamaji was our sheikh. Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali Nawar Allah Marqadahu, who passed away on the 5th of May on a Friday, 1967. I was there for his another. So that was our sheikh. So our family, anything they wanted to know, that my father got married to my mother, all that, he performed the nikah and everything. I was told by my kaka and my chacha, which can close my father and then war. Anyway, leave all that. So now we say the mahar. So it depends on your gajwama ketlache. You see how much you put in your pocket, right? So Hanafi say you have to pay minimum mahar. 600 then is minimum nowadays. But if you got the means, then pay. Look at the sacrifice our beloved wives are making. They're leaving their place of birth. They're leaving their beloved parents. They're leaving their siblings to spend the remainder of their life with you, oh husband. So always remember that. And remember Quran Sharif, chapter 4, verse 19. وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. Just because of that sacrifice they made, remember, they will become the mothers of your children. And if your marriage is solid, you are sending a very positive message to your children. They will be brimming with confidence and so forth. But when your marriage is on the rocks and the husband in the docks, then you're sending a very negative. When I used to teach at Darul Newcastle, our students were mostly from Cape Town. I could just look at them, and one day I would tell you that whether this guy's parents are a good or he's a broken family, because so many children came from single parents and so forth. So that is what damage you do when divorce and all that takes place, Allah forbid. So therefore, we must always, and you don't have to pay mahar in cash only. You can give in cash or kind, so whatever suits your pocket. And remember, when we're performing the nikah, you don't want the people to know. We just say the mahar is ma ta'akada or ma, they understand, ma radiya bihi az-zawjan. So whatever the husband, wife has agreed upon, so that also is fine and acceptable. Ji, last question.
Mufti Sahib, can a person wear shoes while performing Safa Marwa?
Remember, Quran Kareem teaches us, Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'a'irillah. Safa Marwa and all that are the symbols and the landmarks of Almighty Allah. Then the same Quran teaches us in Surah 22, Surah Hajj, the chapter on pilgrimage, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Whosoever shows respect and reverence to the landmarks, the symbols of Allah, that's a sign that the person has got taqwa, piety in his heart. Story time, quickly. Many years ago, 20, 25, 30 years ago. So I always hated it when I saw people, men or women, walking with shoes and sandals, performing tawaf and sa'i, safa marwa. So I saw this person in ihram. I'm in ihram, and he's a sheikh. I just looked at him. I said, this is a sheikh. And he had his sandals on. So I went to him, sheikh, salamu alaykum, kayfa al-hal and all. So I told him, sheikh, inna Allah azza wa jalla qal, wa may yu'azzim sha'a'ir Allah fa innaha min taqwa al-qulub, this verse. Then I told him that chapter 20, verse 12, فَقْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكِ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى Allah commands Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, remove your sandals, O Musa alayhi salam, you are in a muqaddas and a very sacred holy valley. He said, this is shara'i'u qablina, this is for their sharia and hafa. I said, Sheikh, come be honest with me. You see, hundreds of people are looking at you, and you are a big sheikh. You know your ship, they call ship there. Your sandals, they are parked, they are tahir. But the awam, the public, they don't worry of these things. Al-awam, al-an'am, the masses are asses. You know that, Sheikh. So when they look at you, they will say, if Sheikh can do that, then we can do that. There and then he took it out, shook my hand and said, Jazakallah khair. Oh, Ummah, Allah made you his guest. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made you the guest in Madina Munawwara, and we go and show this respect. Yes, you are old, you are sickly, you got feet problems, it's a different thing. But we have no problem, and yet we wear it. It does not behove you. When I went to Japan, they told us, wherever you go, you're not allowed to walk in with shoes and sandals. You must respect our tradition. I said, sir, let me correct you. It's not your tradition, it's our tradition. When you go to a shop and bought something, they will not touch your hand. They will take the money in a tray and give the change in the tray. I told them, it's not your tradition, it's our custom. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.